around his scrawny waist and secured by a padlock. The shackles on his ankles hobbled his stride to a shuffle, as two large men, each gripping one of his arms, escorted him across the tarmac of Salt Lake International Airport toward an unmarked plane, clad in green and white prison stripes stenciled conspicuously with the letters UDC for Utah Department of Corrections. The man in custody appeared emaciated, frail, and disheveled. His guards wore Stetson hats, spit-shine cowboy boots, and freshly creased slacks. One of them had the distinctive badge of the Texas Rangers pinned to his chest. Snow was still banked along the side of the taxiway from a recent blizzard, and the air had a wintry bite. Noticing that the prisoner was shivering, Ranger Nick Hanna offered him a gray sweatshirt. As they proceeded toward the airplane, the man in cuffs bent over and tried to adjust his Coke bottle glasses, which had slipped down his nose. Ranger Hanna patiently helped him secure them, eliciting a meek, "Thank you." Hanna was struck by the man's unassuming voice. He had expected something much more commanding. An observer unfamiliar with the inmate's identity would have found it hard to believe that this was warm.